Hey.
I'm Scott Ferguson. This TSN 1050 Sports Center update for OLG ProLine. Introducing the new OLG ProLine app. Make picks anytime, anywhere. It's the new pregame ritual. Download the app today and get way into the pregame. The Raptors have pretty much locked up first place in the NBA East with a five-game lead on Boston, but our Raptors reporter Josh Lewenberg can see a couple of areas they can work on tonight at Cleveland.
It'll be interesting to see tonight. I mean, if they have another slow start, if that's a problem again and they have to be rescued in the second half, or if they do sort of rise to the occasion and play a full 48. Three-point shooting is another thing. But overall, as I said, I think they're in a good spot.
We'll have all the action starting at 7 o'clock with Raptors game night. Maple Leafs at Nashville to take on the top team in the loop tomorrow night. Auston Matthews with the word that he expects to play. And now NBA and ESPN radio analyst PJ Carlissimo joining Overdrive on TSN 1050, the voice of the Raptors.
You could continue replacing those cheap sunglasses when they break with more cheap sunglasses, or you can buy off ebay.ca. Find aviator sunglasses for just $48. Plus, eBay has tons of brand name fashion items to choose from this season, last season, next season. eBay, fill your cart with colors. Shop ebay.ca. All right, Raps Cavs tonight right here on TSN 1050. The pregame at 7. And PJ Carlissimo will join us here in a moment. He's coming up in a few minutes to help tee up the game tonight. He's in Cleveland, covering it for ESPN. And we've been talking about it throughout the afternoon. This is what we're waiting for, right? Like, we got a couple of big games in Toronto over the next two nights. The Leafs are in Nashville tomorrow, taking on arguably the best team in the league.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tough building to win in.
Very tough on the road.
Statement game.
Yep.
At least you could argue that. You know, and the same thing applies with the Raps tonight in Cleveland.
I came up with a slogan for the Raptors heading into the playoffs. Why not us?
Oh, that's never been used before.
That sounds confident, too. Hey, why not us?
Yeah, but think about it. They don't get the respect that they deserve. And everyone talks around them like, oh, you know, wait for LeBron to wake up. You wait for this to happen, and well, Golden State's just going to mow every, like, to me, it's something that has a slight negative connotation, but it's a rallying point.
I think they're going to try to sell that to themselves,
right?
But how often does a one seed, five games up on the next closest team in the conference,
right,
be in a position where they feel like they've got to let everyone know that they still believe in themselves? Like, how can you not believe in yourself if you're the Raptors?
I just feel like
you have to believe in yourself.
I agree, but I'm just, everything we talk about, it's just, well, you know, you're waiting for, until they do it in the playoffs, until, you know, until we've written LeBron off because he's capable of going LeBron, mm-hmm. And I just feel like there's so many other storylines instead of just looking at what's in front of you. And this is a really good team that's played very well.
Yeah, they've been really good. Well, it's the same thing with the Leafs. I mean, the Leafs have been consistently a top six or seven team in the league all year.
Yep.
All year, they just keep plugging along and winning games. They're going to get 100 points.
Yeah.
They got really good talent, good top 10 special teams, good goalie, good coach.
Yeah.
They're just a really good team.
Yeah,
doesn't guarantee anything. Like, no. Who knows what they're going to do come playoff time? But they're not getting smoked.
No, but that's, I guess maybe that applies to both Toronto teams. Why not us?
Why not us?
Instead, you know, you're talking about everyone on the outside.
Hashtag, why not us?
You're starting to sell me on this idea. Oh, if we can apply it to both teams, because I think,
well, the Raptors. Do you believe the Raptors should be perceived more with the NBA than the Leafs with the NHL?
What do you mean?
As far as success rate.
Oh, I think the Raptors should feel more confident that they can win than the Maple Leafs do. And I think the Raptors get more respect than the Leafs do. But it comes to a halt when it comes to them playing LeBron.
Right.
Like, with the Leafs, I get the impression, like, a lot of people outside of this market will say Boston's going to be a favorite. Tampa's going to be a favorite. If the Leafs get past those two teams, they'd be really lucky to do so. Maybe they can get past one, but getting past both would be very lucky. I think anybody outside of the Toronto market would look at the Raptors and say, outside of LeBron, they can beat everyone else in the East.
So you're expecting them to get to LeBron?
Yes, exactly. Beyond that, I don't know where the respect level is, and I don't know where it should be because of what has happened in the past, and that's a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
Partially talking about the Raptors and their capabilities, and on the other side, pumping the tires, deservedly so, of a guy like LeBron.
Right.
But I think the Leafs, like the Raptors have been going to the playoffs for 5 years in a row. They've won a lot of games year over year over year. The Leafs are still a couple years removed from being the worst team in the league.
Yeah, it's their second year in heading into the playoffs. And last year, it was McElhinney making the left toe save on Crosby with, 13 minutes left in the game if Anderson had left. And they made the playoffs kind of that last week of the season. That's not the case this year. They're a playoff team. You expect a lot more, that type of stuff. So you're right. I guess in their progression, the Maple Leafs are not as far
along. Well, and also you just look at the first round. Like the Leafs are probably going to play Boston. If they lose to Boston, no one will be surprised. If the playoffs were to begin tonight in the NBA, the Raptors would play Milwaukee. If they lost to Milwaukee, that would be
an upset.
A massive upset.
Okay, yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be shocking because crazier things have happened in pro sports, but it would be an awful outcome for the Raps. Like, it would be a really embarrassing loss for them. Where if the Leafs lose to Boston, that's not going to be embarrassing. No. Plus, they get swept and they make an ass of themselves every single game.
Right. And that's not going to
be. But, you know, if they lose in six or seven, you're like, well, Boston's a really good team, too.
Right.
The Raptors are not in that position in the first round.
Yeah. There you go.
And same thing in the second round. If they play like Indiana or Washington, better competition, good teams. Washington's had their number in the past.
Smoked them in a playoff series a few years ago, four straight.
Yeah. That was bad. Right. That was ugly.
And that's why people in the States don't give them any props.
Well, we'll see what happens tonight. The game's on ESPN. You can hear it right here on TSN Radio. Pre-game in about a half an hour. Raptors-Cavs in Cleveland. We head there now. Catch up with former Raptors assistant coach, current NBA on ESPN radio analyst. Here is PJ Carlissimo joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. How you doing, PJ?
Hey, Bri, Jeff, Jamie, how we doing? Are we talking Lamorello and Babcock, or am I talking Masai and Dwayne? What are we doing?
Whatever's on your plate, man. If you got
who
some
do you got
leaf
more
take.
Respect for? Who, well, like, who deserves
Lamorello,
more props?
My main man. Lou's my main guy. I want to talk about him. I'm still a Maple Leafs fan, for sure.
Well, Lou commands a lot of respect. Have you had many conversations with Lou Lamorello over the years?
Oh, he's an old, well, I shouldn't say we're both old, but he's a good friend from 100 years ago when he was at Providence, and I was at Seton Hall. First, he was the hockey coach and then the athletic director. And when he ran the Devils in Jersey, he let us play in his building when I was at Seton Hall and then at the Prudential Center. So we go way back, and I have enormous respect for him. He's the best.
Well, Lou's got a reputation of being a guy that will wine and dine after games. But, oh, and Noodles, I don't know if you're aware of this, but PJ is famous for going out to eat dinner every single night of the year. Is that correct, PJ? That's what you're known for to an extent, among other things.
You know, with the two kids at home, it's not quite every night now, but for about 40 years, it was every night for sure. I miss my spots in Toronto, man. I'm hoping I get the Raptors in the playoffs. I want to come up there. I got a lot of places I got to visit again.
Like 20, 30 years every night? It makes sense. I mean, there's no dishes. There's no cleanup. Why not?
Exactly. Yeah. It's good. Well, when you got no wife and kids at home to go, I was 51 before I got married, so I had a lot of nights out after recruiting and games. It was all fun.
That's a veteran move.
Yeah,
you wait
smart.
Till you're 51,
you're smart, buddy. Get it out of your system.
With PJ Carlissimo from the NBA on ESPN, he's in Cleveland tonight, and it's Raps Cavs and. The Cavaliers are playing for something tangible. They're playing for playoff seeding. They could still drop all the way down to the sixth spot. But as for the Raptors, you know, they're five games up on Boston. They probably got the top seed locked. What do you think they're playing for tonight?
Well, I think they're still playing. You got to make sure they have to get the first because that's going to make a big difference. You know, A, if it gets to a game seven, B, potential matchups. Although the way the East is right now, I mean, you four games between like third and eighth. In the Eastern Conference, so it's hard to say who you're going to play. But to me right now, and these guys know better than I do, when you're a couple weeks away from the playoffs, you just want to be playing, you want to stay healthy, and you want to be ready. And, you know, when you're as good as the Raptors are, you point for the playoffs. And they've done everything they could in the regular season, I think, to position themselves right where they want to be. Case's biggest worry, I would think, right now is staying healthy, make sure they're healthy going into the playoffs, and then have home court, because you guys know what a huge advantage it is playing in the ACC. So they're right on target to do what they want to do. They've won 9 in a row on the road. I'm anxious to see them. It's the first time I've seen them in person this year. So I'm really anxious to see the game tonight. It's only been on TV for me.
Yeah, it's they're a good team. I mean, I don't have to tell you that. You're aware of what they've done. But we've been talking about LeBron's comments from Shootaround earlier today, where he was naming off a bunch of bench players, and the bench has gotten a lot of accolades, deservedly so. But I thought his opening comments are the ones that stick the most and mean the most, where he said, listen, make no mistake, this team's success in Toronto begins and ends really with DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry, and they have not had a great playoff resume. They've had a number of games where they just did not perform up to their capabilities. Based on what you've seen on TV and what you know of Kyle and DeMar, why do you believe, if you believe, that will change this upcoming spring?
Well, I think if anything, they're getting better. I mean, DeMar's becoming a good three-point shooter. I mean, really in the past, he either didn't shoot it at all or didn't shoot it well. He's become, I think, a significantly better three-point shooter, and he's distributing the ball. I mean, I think the offense, the way they're playing now, he's got five-plus assists, which is incredible. He's really distributing the ball well. I think Kyle's going to be fine. I think the biggest concern for Kyle is the next 2 weekends. As long as Villanova continues to advance and maybe wins another national championship, then Kyle's going to be okay. First thing I did when I saw him today, I'm heading up to Boston tomorrow with Villanova for the East region. And I think he's going to, honestly, if I'm Dwayne Casey, there's two guys I'm not worried about. It's DeMar and Kyle Lowry, honestly. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll benefit from their past experiences. And they know what's being said, what's being written. And they're the only two that can change that. And I would be very confident from the outside that they will change that.
With P.J. Carlissimo here on Overdrive, LeBron James coming off a triple-double. He's played in every single game this year. He's in his 15th season. In the era of players being shut down and selectively taking nights off, if not weeks off, how surprising is this to you that LeBron just keeps chugging along, playing every night, playing over 37 minutes a night?
And he's in the gym the day after the season's over.
He's a freak, isn't he?
It's not LeBron. There's somebody, there's nobody else that has his body, but there's somebody else inside his body, a younger guy, doing that this year. It's remarkable. I mean, these guys know better than I do. Just to get through the grind of the year, much less when you're the guy that everybody is coming to see night in and night out. And with all, this is like a soap opera in Cleveland every year. I mean, change coaches, change the team, have the injuries, all the stuff they're dealing with. And there's one constant, and it's absurd how good care he takes of his body. And I'm doing the stats. There was almost no room in the picture, on the press radio TV roster to put where he's in the league in every category. And the last 1 minute, he's number 2 in minutes in the league. I think it's 37.1 minutes, and he's played 72 games. You got to be kidding me.
It's crazy.
He's a freak of nature, but it's not by accident. He works at it. I mean, people think, well, look at LeBron. Big, strong guy. He outworks the other people. The reason he's as successful and has been as successful, and I think, frankly, not winning last year is fueling him again. So I think I don't know that he's had a better year than he's had so far this year. He's really hungry, and that's the thing that concerns me if I'm in the East, because I'm not sure they get there, until they get all these. They have 5 guys out tonight. They got to get these new guys playing with Kevin Love, who just came back, and with LeBron, and find out what they have. But the scary part, if you're in the East, is if they're close, LeBron's good enough to get them over. But I don't know if they can get close with this roster.
The omnipresent conversation throughout the NBA all year has been about officiating the Raptors. You know what happened over the weekend against Oklahoma City.
I saw, on the weekend.
Yeah, I haven't been happy. What's your take on the league-wide officiating? Is it different this year, or is this just a hot take that's gotten carried away?
I'm a coach. I complained about it for 40 years. On TV and radio, I don't complain quite as much. It's an impossible job, I will say that. I mean, these guys, to referee an NBA game is very, very difficult because of it's getting harder because guys are bigger, stronger, and quicker now. I think that's the thing that people sometimes don't appreciate, that the game is different now than it's been. So I think it's harder to officiate. But, I mean, we've got the best officials you can get, and there's nothing you can do. You can complain about it. There's nothing. No one likes them. It's not like a couple teams like them and think, oh, these guys are really good, and the other 28 don't. No one. Everybody's the same. There's nothing you can do about it. The good news is when it gets to playoffs, only the best officials advance. Sometimes in the first round, you get guys, they're trying to break in, you know, and give them a little playoff experience. But once you get past that, it's only the best officials. And if you got the best officials, there's no point in complaining about it. Let's just play the game and try and deal with the things you can.
He is former Raptors assistant coach and current NBA on ESPN radio analyst PJ Carlissimo in Cleveland tonight. Cavs, Raps, enjoy it, and we'll catch you down the road. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you. I'll go see Jonesy and Jack. I'll make sure they're okay.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Those are our guys. Say hi for us.
All right. Take it easy.
There's PJ Carlissimo joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Maple Toyota takes away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lien history, and accident history. Visit MapleToyota.ca.